Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's Parish Church on this Advent Sunday for Advent Carol service. We come together as parishioners, as members of the local community, and as friends to worship God as we begin this new church's year. These weeks of Advent give all of us a much needed opportunity to prepare ourselves and to wait for the coming of Christ into the world on Christmas Day. And in the midst of all the challenges of these days, it is a source of blessing and of thanksgiving that we can gather here in St. Columba's to be inspired, to be encouraged, and to be strengthened by the music and by the readings as we support one another. It is a very great joy and delight for us to welcome representatives from our local schools, Mr. Robert Robinson, the headmaster of Campbell College, Mrs. Alwyn McElroy, the principal of Belmont Primary School, Mrs. Nicola Connery, the principal of Strathearn, and Mr. Gary Greer, the principal of Bloomfield Collegiate Church School, I should say. We are so appreciative of the support that you give to us, and I hope that through this service, you will know of our prayers and our support for you in your work as principals in our local schools. We also welcome Sergeant Connor McMinn from the PSNI and David Harbinson from the Fire Authority. And we do pray for you regularly in the work that you do to keep us safe. And we simply want to say through this service, thank you to all of you for what you do and the way in which you serve us. There will be a retiring collection at this service and also the proceeds from the coffee for the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice. And I encourage all of us to be generous in our giving. I'm going to invite Robert McPherson and Hazel McPherson to come forward as we light the first of our Advent candles on our Advent wreath as we mark the beginning of this season of preparation.
Today, we light the first candle of the Advent wreath. This is called the Candle of Hope. As Christians around the world, we use this light to help us prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of God's Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. May we receive God's light as we hear the words of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined.
Lord, as we look to the birth of Jesus, grant that the light of your love for us will help us to become lights in the lives of those around us. Prepare our hearts for the joy and gladness of your coming, for Jesus is our hope. Amen. Our service will proceed without announcement.
Lord, hear our spirit, our hearts do.
Beloved in Christ, as we await the great festival of Christmas, let us prepare ourselves so that we may be shown its true meaning. Let us hear in lessons from Holy Scripture how the prophets of Israel foretold that God would visit and redeem his waiting people. Let us rejoice in our carols and hymns that the good purpose of God is being mightily fulfilled. Let us celebrate the promise that our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ will bring all people and all things into the glory of God's eternal kingdom. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. But first, let us pray for the world which God so loves, for those who have not heard the good news of God or who do not believe it, for those who walk in darkness and the shadow of death, and for the church in this community, that it may be freed from all evil and fear, and may in pure joy lift up the light of the love of God. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer to God in the words which Christ himself taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The prophet proclaims good news to a people in exile. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has saved her term and that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight into the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill will be made low, the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all the people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, Cry out. And I said, What shall I cry? All the people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower in the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Thanks be to God.
Monster, man! The Lord promised to send his people a righteous king. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness on the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. Thanks be to God.